This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, we've just finished up with session three, but before we do that, what are your thoughts on session two and how we went the last week?
You guys did really great, and I'm just encouraged to hear from you about how your eating went this week.
Yeah, look, I've got to say I added more protein in my diet and was really conscious of that and the amount of sugar and things like that I was eating, and I did notice a difference. I felt fuller, if that's the right way to say it. I didn't feel as hungry, and when I did feel hungry, I ate the right stuff, and that just made such a huge, genuine, real difference.
That's excellent.
Oh, that's great. And what about you, Dan?
Well, I ate better. I still had some snacks that I shouldn't have had, but I thought, well, this is a slow thing. I'm not going to go gung-ho at the start. My breakfasts were healthier, my dinners were healthier, and my snacks in between meals, instead of eating packets of chips and stuff like that, I did the whole, you know, fruit and like a bag of nuts and that kind of stuff. So I ate a lot healthier this week.
Oh, that's terrific. And I think you raise a good point with when you haven't gotten into these eating habits overnight, and so they're really hard to get out of overnight as well. So you just take it slowly so you don't ever feel deprived of what you're eating.
Yeah.
But you're both really on track. That's terrific.
That's good to hear.
High five.
Oh, yes, Dan.
We're good. So so tell everyone what you just put us through, because that was exhausting, I must admit.
Well, what I wanted to focus on this week and the week ahead is really getting your exercise in check. There's two types of exercise. Basically, they're classified into either cardiovascular, which is your running, your cycling, swimming or walking, and then there's your resistance training. And resistance training is really key to our success because muscle mass is active tissue. It burns hundreds of calories, whereas fat takes no calories. Therefore, as our muscle increases, our metabolism increases. And so what we're really going to look at this week is putting in a resistance program, and it doesn't have to be at a gym. You can do this program at home, and maybe you guys want to share with the listeners how you felt during it so that they can get a better understanding of how it feels for them. So, Aaron, how did you feel?
Exhausted, like I'd run a marathon. But it was great, though. I mean, I felt that I was being really worked, and I didn't strain myself either. That's the thing with the body weight thing, because I guess you're equipped to be able to carry your own body weight. Sort of. Is that right?
That's right. And also, when we're using our own body weight, we have to use a lot more of the muscles that we wouldn't generally use at a gym because they're all the stabilizing muscles. So to do a squat, you have to turn on your stomach muscles, your back muscles, in order for you to not fall over. And so you'll just feel it's very different than trying to load synthetic weight onto your body.
Well, that's what I found, because my fitness work has always been like, if I need fitness, I'll go for a run. If I'm doing the resistance stuff, I'll just lift some weights. But I found yesterday with that, with all the squats and the push-ups and the dips and all that kind of stuff, I really felt it more than if I'd just gone to the gym and lift weights. My whole body was kind of like, I felt it burning more, and over like a wider area, I was like, oh my goodness, my body is truly getting worked out.
That's terrific. And I think that also leads me to tell everybody that when we do resistance exercise, our metabolism is increased during the exercise and then for about up to 72 hours after, depending on how hard we work. Whereas with cardiovascular exercise, our metabolism increases during the process, so we're burning more calories. But then as soon as our heart comes back to rest, it goes back to its normal burning rate. So we actually have a lot more benefit from the resistance training, as well as the fact that it makes our body stronger and more toned and just better able to deal with the prevention of injuries in the future. So many people I meet have lower back problems, and I'm convinced it's because we sit down so much of the day and we don't need to rely anymore on our skeletal muscles. We just use the back of the chair. So these exercises will really, really help with that as well.
So this coming week, then, we're going to continue with a few sessions of resistance training with a little bit of cardio. What about food? Just continue with our food diaries?
Yeah, that's right. So what I want you to continue to do is write things down. Next week, we're going to have a look at food portions and what that looks like. I've developed a program for resistance training that the listeners can do without needing to join a gym. So I believe that you guys will put that up on the web.
Yes.
And then if each of the listeners just reads the instructions and then follows that program three times in the next week if possible, if not two is also fine. but they're going to follow each of the exercises, which I'll have specific directions on how to do them. And I can pretty much say then after 2 weeks, there's going to be a big difference in your body. You'll feel it. You'll just feel that there's certain muscles in areas you didn't know they existed. Hmm. You'll feel stronger and fitter. And you'll also just notice that you're just able to do more in a day.
Great. That's good. That's a really good outcome. So you won't feel sore and stiff.
No, you will. I'd like to just let everybody know that for sure you'll feel stiff the first few times.
Yep.
And it's just because we're using muscles that haven't been used either ever or in a long time. And to keep the cardio up, because often if we're sore, we just think, I won't do anything. But to then just go out for a good walk the next day is a great way to loosen up the stiff muscles anyway.
Perfect. All that is on the website, hope1032.com.au. If you want to join up, email ad@hope1032.com.au. And if you have any questions, don't ask Aaron or me because we will get them wrong. Ask
cheeseburger.
Suzanne.
That's the answer.
We will say cheeseburger to everything because we get it wrong. Contact Suzanne through shewillflourish.com. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week ahead.
This has been a Hope 1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.